You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, we're keeping you all posted on Hurricane Sandy and how it threatens the Mid-Atlantic as well as the upper East Coast. From what we understand, there's been thousands of power outages all up and down the coast and going inland. And National Hurricane Center said today that the Category 1 hurricane is, even though it's kind of moving a little slower, it still packs a huge punch. And please do not underestimate what a Category 1 hurricane can do. Now, we understand that at the time of this broadcast, some of you that listen to Delayed, hopefully it will have been downgraded. But from what we understand, the flooding and the power outages could ensue for days to come. So our hearts and prayers are with all of you over there. Back east, we are going to keep you guys up to date for those of you listening live as current news reports come in. From what we understand, we're up to now 67,000 people without power. We don't know of any injuries or deaths yet, thank God. Like I said, we will keep you posted. From what we understand, there is going to be a full moon. The high tides along the eastern seaboard are supposed to rise at least 20%. Atlantic City was underwater. Part of Battery Park, where you stand in line to get in line for ferries that take you to Ellis Island and the Statue of Liberty, that part had been underwater and the water receded. Many of the tunnels have already been closed, like the Holland Tunnel, Tunnel of Battery Park. Of course, the Stock Exchange had been closed. We're going to keep you posted as things progress. And hopefully the worst will be over by the time you listen to this. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. DALI. Of course, the Red Cross is requesting donations at this time. They are anticipating they are going to need to be able to get supplies, obviously, to most of the states that need it. Hospitals, especially New York Blood Center, is working to make sure there's going to be no disruption. See, the problem is it's not so much those who even need blood. It's our blood banks count on the daily donations. So, like when Hurricane Irene hit and whenever there's these storms in certain parts of the country, you know, one of the last things people think about is, okay, well, I'm going to go and give my donation today. You know, understandably so. They need to prepare for the power outage. They need to prepare, you know, their family. They need to prepare their house, board their house up, et cetera. So what ends up happening is whenever there's a crisis, we're short on blood supply, not so much because of the use, but because of the lack of the input. And so the center is urging blood donors who have made an appointment to keep them. New York Blood Center is sending extra supplies to be sent to hospitals in advance of the storm. Centers and hospitals are implementing contingency plans to keep the blood supply flowing during the storm. For those of you, I wouldn't say donate blood in the midst of the storm by any means, but if you're in a safe area or part of the country, do what you can, please, because the blood can still be shipped over there. We got a lot to talk about today on the Dr. Dahlia Show. It looks like violent crimes have gone down, which is pretty nice. Looks like a second compounding pharmacy has been closed due to its environment not providing a sterile enough environment to mix compounds. Now, this compounding pharmacy, from what I understand, was not involved in the outbreak, but because of the meningitis outbreak, it has prompted more inspections, which should have been done all along, if I might add. And the inspection found that this compounding pharmacy didn't pass. So hopefully they are being proactive instead of reactive. And so we'll talk about that. It looks like E. coli cases have been linked to a pumpkin patch. We're going to talk about that. Flu shot can decrease your risk of heart disease by half. We're also going to review what to do if you do have a power outage, how to keep your food as safe as it can. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, we are going to keep you informed of any news breaks that come in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. And of course, please call in. Tell us how you're doing, how you're hanging out. You know, what's it like, in your neck of the woods? Would love to hear it. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Speaking of donations, we have a Texas mom who has broken the world record for donating breast milk. She's donated more than 86 gallons. She said she had more milk than she needed to feed her son last March, so she turned to Mother's Milk Bank of North Texas, a nonprofit to help others in need. True hero. I don't know how. I mean, I could barely breastfeed my kids. I mean, I know, you know, we make jokes about breastfeeding but I gotta tell you, I mean, it is extremely difficult, especially for those of us that don't make enough milk. So God bless a woman like this who could donate. North Texas mom made her way to the Guinness Book of World Records, donating more breast milk than any woman has ever had. Alicia Richmond had a son last March, found she was producing more milk than she needed, so she pumped at work, on vacations, in the car. She never had to buy formula, save money on formula, but soon ran out of room in her freezer to store her excess milk. She learned about Mother's Milk Bank of North Texas, a nonprofit that provides mother's milk to babies in intensive care whose own mothers can't. That is way cool. Of course, they, you know, screen it, you know, for HIV and things like that. Richmond started donating to the bank in 2011, so close to 87 gallons. The previous record was shattered from a woman who donated 23 gallons. Just 3 ounces of milk is enough to feed a premature infant 9 times. We usually feed them a couple ounces every, a couple ounces for a full born. But 3 ounces, I guess, is enough to feed the baby, but they're telling us how long. I would say usually with these premature infants, they give them a lot more often than they would probably, you know, a regular baby at home. But remember, these premature infants have different digestive systems. They are completely developed. But breast milk, they are able to take very well. In fact, I think they take it better than these regular formulas. So, well, that's pretty good. And of course, you know, she'd love her record to be broken, but she's going to try to beat her own record. Whew! She must be sore. All right, guys, don't go away. We got a lot of medical news coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, many of you, since this meningitis outbreak and this compounding pharmacy that had gotten shut down, you know, have asked, what are you supposed to do? You have injections planned for next week. How do you trust what's being injected into you? How do we know other pharmacies aren't involved? Great questions. I don't know. That's what we were talking about a couple weeks ago. If this was one pharmacy, one who got some fungus in there, I mean, how are we to be assured that every other pharmacy is doing it right? Well, it looks like Massachusetts shut down another compounding pharmacy after sterility concerns after surprise inspection. Remember, we said I think the governor had ordered some surprise inspections to occur. I'm hoping it's being done throughout the country, though, in their respective states. But Dr. Madeline Biondolillo of the State Department of Public Health said inspectors went to the Waltham location of the Rhode Island-based infusion resource last week, found, quote-unquote, significant issues with the environment in which drugs were being mixed. The company was inspected when it first opened in 2009. There have been no complaints. She said the manager of record at the company was a former employee at Ameridose, which is owned by the same people who ran New England Compounding Center. the company that, of course, was linked to the meningitis outbreak. She would not identify the drugs or say what specific issues investigators found at Infusion Resource, but said they were concerned about sterility, meaning the areas or the clean rooms that are supposed to be sterile when they mix. The company mixes sterile injectable drugs for people who have been released from hospitals. The company has agreed to contact its 40 patients and their doctors and ask them to return any unused medication. Bayon DeLillo says there is no indication that any medicine is unsafe, but they obviously want to screen it. She said the company also had an area to administer IV drugs, which it is not licensed to do. She says the company voluntarily surrendered its pharmacy license over the weekend. So they are cooperating, all right? They are going to fix issues, they said. Let me see. I'm trying to see if anybody else has been looked upon. They say the surprise inspection started after the fungal meningitis outbreak, which sickened 300 people. 23 people have died. From what I thought, I saw a source today saying 6 more people now have died from this. So I'll find out what information we could get on that to report that to you as well. But to answer the original question that I received, what do you do? How do you trust the medicine you're getting? I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you know, we've put a lot of trust in things that have been injected into us, obviously, for decades. You know, this is what the big scare was with blood transfusions and HIV and hepatitis. You know, and unfortunately, something bad happens, and then people take precautions. And it's frustrating. So, you know, at least now blood is screened, you know, fairly well and fairly often for HIV, hepatitis, communicable diseases before it's administered into you. But remember that little case of that nurse knew that little case. I use a little because I think of it. She was a nurse, I guess, a 3-day student nurse, I guess, for 3 days, who injected coffee and cream into a woman's IV and killed her in Rio de Janeiro. An 80-year-old woman died because of that. And, you know, you look at this going, there's no way to be 100% safe because of human error. You know, and not that I want robots injecting things into us, but unfortunately bad things happen and then the regulators come in and look. Everybody gets slack. Everybody gets lazy when things are good. It's that apathy that I keep talking about. Same thing that happened with the recession. Same thing with politics. You get comfortable. Things are good. You get apathetic and then you don't realize that changes are going to come. Or problems are going to happen right under your nose. So my suggestion is to find out what drugs, very easy to do, find out from the surgeon or the anesthesiologist, the pain specialist, your doctor, etc., where the medicines, what's the company he gets the medicines from, because you'd like to research and find out a little bit about their safety inspections before they get injected into you. I think that is completely fair, and I don't think doctors are going to mind. Now, if a doctor goes, I'm not sure, I won't know at that time, then say, I'll reschedule until, if you are able to track which shipment I'm going to get, I would like to research a company. Research a company. There should be some sort of safety data or safety profile or commission in that state that you could check. My problem is again, I mean, you know, if they inspected them in 2009, like this one company, and only now did a surprise inspection 3 years later, you know, that still doesn't say you're 100% safe. But if you feel better doing a little research rather than blindly getting an injection, that's something you could do. You also can suggest to the medical provider, and I'm sure the medical providers are doing this now, to not shake any medicine up, to evaluate it before, you know, to see if there is any visual signs of contaminant presence. Unfortunately, which blows my mind, this green-black mold that they say they saw on these methylprednisolone vials, inside these vials, I mean, that hasn't been growing for a while. So unfortunately, a new contaminant you may not see, or a new bacteria, etc. And it stinks because, I mean, injections are done every day, hour after hour, day after day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, even people who work on Christmas, you know, in hospitals, etc. And you know, what happened with this meningitis outbreak is extremely rare. And in the scope of things, you know, this was a fraction, a minute fraction of all the injections that happened, and most injections obviously are safe. It's just what happened when this, with this meningitis outbreak, is one of the biggest clusters, one of the biggest horrific things that could have been done during a compounding of a medication that, you know, how could you trust it? Like, we've been talking about this gentleman whose wife died from being infected with the fungal-tainted steroid, and then now he has been treated and hospitalized for neurological conditions related to his steroid injection. This is extremely frightening. I don't blame you for being wary. However, I don't want you to not go into a hospital or not go into a doctor and get the treatment you need. I mean, injections have been happening throughout this whole time and people have been fine. Okay? There hasn't been, you know, thank God, any other issues or any other pharmacies involved. But I love the fact that inspections are up and they're making sure that this can't happen. You know, when we were dealing with the hepatitis outbreak from the clinic in Las Vegas, where the nurse anesthetist had accidentally and unwittingly reinfected the vial of propofol with hepatitis-infected blood, multiple people were infected. Luckily, not to the degree. I think the first person has died from the hepatitis that they contracted. Again, a horrific, I mean, a complete embarrassment to the medical community and horrific for thousands of patients who had undergone colonoscopies and upper endoscopies at that clinic. But again, you know, when this occurred, I had, you know, urged years ago for people to, you know, realize, look, this clinic might not have been the first where this happened to them. We talked about what had happened. Our Medicare had made changes on payment and bundling in terms of anesthesia versus the procedure. And so the anesthesiologists were let go, and the most inexpensive person to administer anesthesia at the time were nurse anesthetists. These nurse anesthetists, from what I understand, didn't use IV tubing. They just used a little port in the vein, a little venous port. And the venous port, usually there's a little backsplash of blood, so when the syringe attached to the venous port, they injected the medicine, took out the syringe, and attached it to a needle, stick it in the propofol. The backsplash of the blood got into the vial of the propofol. It was a multi-use vial of propofol. It was used on multiple patients that day. Propofol was also sued because they made a multi-dose vial, which kind of confused a lot of us because many medications are multi-use. So that changed things to single-use. Right, and we're hoping doctors are ethically only using it as single use. But again, I mean, when greed sets in and, you know, changes happen in the medical system where the doctor gets pinched even more than they're already pinching, usually doctors are ethical. Things like this don't happen. Something happened where somebody made a stupid mistake and there were some cheap cuts and corners that were done, and unfortunately patients' lives were at stake. All right, now with the compounding pharmacy, sounds to me like somebody dragged in this fungus, this mold from soil. Somehow it got into the clean room. The clean procedures weren't done adequately, and the clean room obviously wasn't sterile or clean, and fungus or mold somehow got in. I mean, you know, we in microbiology and we in medicine never underestimate the power of the pathogen, and you can't see it. So you have no idea, you know, how it could multiply. So for those of you that make fun of your friends for being OCD, always using sterile wipes and antimicrobials, don't. Because, again, what you can't see can still hurt you. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dolly here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code, DocDolly, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, N-O-V-A-J-O-I-N-T.com, and love how you feel.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle, pay only shipping and handling, by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Again, our hearts and prayers are with those back east battling Hurricane Sandy. From what we understand, there are multiple power outages, multiple reports of flooding. If you are out there and are able to call in and tell us how you're holding up, please do. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. L.I., of course, concerned about, I'm trying to look up, I'm sorry, we've been getting some live updates here. I know we've had multiple of tunnel closures. We've had, Stock Exchange has been closed on Monday. Like I said, multiple power outages. The USDA has also given us tips on what to do during a power outage, especially keeping food safe. I'll quickly review those because, you know, the storm in and of itself is disastrous and deadly. But unfortunately, many people that have suffered through Hurricane Sandy is suffering with the sequela of it for days on end. When these power outages occur, the power is out for days until crews can go into the flooded areas and restore power. So the USDA, as well as CBS News, gave us a real nice bulleted list of things that you should do in terms of keeping your food fresh. And we reviewed these in the previous hour. Just quickly review these with you. You know, we've talked about what your emergency hurricane kit should consist of. We talked about making sure you have a waterproof type of container that you could store your important documents like your Social Security, birth certificate, etc., medical insurance card. Put your medicines in this container if you can. Make sure you have your medications with you. Please don't forget those. Make sure your emergency kit, if you do need to leave, you know, has batteries and flashlight and bandages and food. We recommend, I love Freeze Dry Guy, a huge fan of Freeze Dry Guy, but food that is non-perishable, you always should stock up on that and have that in your flea bag, we like to call it, not flea, like that person's a flea bag, but in terms of if you need to flee. We know Governor Christie had told people, don't be stupid, right? I mean, you know, leave Governor Cuomo in New York and told people to evacuate, and hundreds of thousands of people did evacuate New York as a result of the storm coming. What should be in your flea bag, you know, for you to flee? And if you can't get out of town to a safer area, make sure you have non-perishable food items. Make sure you at least have a gallon per day per person in your family of potable drinking water. If you do hunker down and bunker down and not leave your house during the storm and are going to incur power outages, a lot of us forget to check what's going on with our fridge and our freezer. And we don't notice it until we get hungry because obviously we're worried about everything else going on. Keep in mind, your refrigerator will only stay cold up to 4 hours after a power outage. That's it. Only 4 hours. Your freezer, as long as you don't open it, right, and keep looking in, and as long as it's full, 48 hours. If your freezer's only half full, 24 hours. But if it's full, it'll stay cold for 48 hours. So if you think the storm is coming, or a power outage, I would strongly suggest you put your refrigerated food into the freezer. You could freeze bread, you could freeze cakes, you could freeze a lot of things. All right, you could even freeze fruit, you could freeze vegetable juices. As long as something isn't old and wasn't sitting out, it has bacteria and mold on it, freeze it. Because remember, if you freeze it, the mold and the bacteria just freeze, and then you could thaw it out and it grows again. So any food that's fresh in your fridge, you can go ahead and throw into your freezer. They also say you could use your coolers, put some dry ice, block ice. They say 50 pounds of dry ice should keep an 18 cubic foot full freezer cold for 2 days. But again, we're only talking 2 days. They say you're going to have to probably throw out a lot of food in your fridge, like your hard cheeses, butter, margarine, open fruit juices, open canned fruits, fresh fruits. I guess they say coconut, raisins, dried fruits, candied fruits, dates, spreads that do not include milk, breads, pies, vegetables can be safe, even if not kept cold. So there's a lot of things you have in your fridge that can actually be fine on the kitchen counter that don't necessarily need to be in the fridge. My problem with fresh fruits is some of them will start to kind of, you know, especially your bananas, they turn brown pretty quickly. So I don't see a lot of fresh fruits last longer than a couple days, especially if you're going to be in that type of condition. Foodsafety.gov's list also gives a lot of good information of foods and what you could use that can be safe if not kept cold. They say if the item is ice crystals and feels cold as it has been refrigerated, you could refreeze the cheeses, the breads, the rolls, muffins, cakes, fruit juice, vegetable juice, pies, casseroles, pizza, bagels, etc. But most food will have to be thrown out if it is thawed for over 2 hours and is over 40 degrees. Do not freeze food. Don't start looking into your fridge a couple hours after the power outage and then try to salvage the food. If it is already pre-thawed, it's not going to be good enough to freeze. Again, they urge to stock up on foods that could be eaten cold or heated with a gas stove, like shelf-stable food, like a freeze-dry guy, boxed or canned milk, water, canned goods should all be safe to eat, ready-to-use baby formula. Don't forget the pet food. We always, when we go and stock up, we forget pet food. You know, because a lot of us, and it's not because we're mean and we don't like our pets. It's because, you know, when we buy pet food in bulk. I mean, I buy those big, huge, multiple-pound bags that, you know, last a good few weeks. And so you don't think of daily going to get pet food like you do with your other food. And unfortunately, a lot of pets still can't eat what you eat. And then don't forget, flood water. As it comes in, if the pet food was down low, and it's tainted with flood water, you can't feed your pets that stuff. You know, anything that's stored, like rice. Many of you have multiple, like 10-pound, 20-pound bags of rice. If it's on the ground, you know, before the flooding ensues, get that stuff up. Have nothing on the ground that you want to get flooded, please, for the love of the Lord. You know, obviously if you have waterproof containers, that's the best. Any cans that look swollen, we've talked about botulism on this show, any cans that are swollen or puffy, you need to make sure, you throw out, because botulism, bacteria, it produces an anaerobic gas. It doesn't need air to live or make this gas. The gas obviously pushes out the container. So anything puffy, you got to throw out. Any of your cans that are completely punctured or rusted or crushed, etc., you got to get rid of. They say remove labels on cans that are waterproof because they could contain dirt and bacteria. A lot of your waterproof stuff can actually harbor some of the bacteria underneath it. They also say to wash all your cans with soap and water. Hot water is best if available. If possible, place them in boiling water for 2 minutes or a solution made from 1 tablespoon of unscented bleach to 1 gallon of drinking water for every 15 minutes. I'm not extremely happy with the bleach idea, but again, it kills the bacteria. Then they say air dry cans for at least an hour before opening and storing them. Use salvaged food as soon as possible. Don't have that stuff store. Mark which cans were cleaned and sanitized with a pen. You know, I was talking about the shock that my family went through when our house was on fire. And when we were going through the rubble, my father had found a can of, like, Uban coffee. And, you know, had asked the fire man or chief who was there, you know, can he use this? And the fireman said, no, I wouldn't. And I remember looking at my father, like, that was kind of a stupid question. I mean, you know, my father always told us to throw out anything old. Why would he want to use the can of coffee? Well, he was in shock. And the one thing that a lot of us forget about is as we go through something destructive. Now, yeah, there may not be a death in the family, thank heavens. I mean, there may not be an explosion or nuclear blast, but a flood or damage to your house could be just enough to put you into shock where you're not thinking clearly. So keep an eye on your family members. You know, to see my father try to rethink about using, because the only thing that looks like that lived through most of our house was this can of coffee, and him asking the fireman, the fire chief, can he use this? I thought that was the most odd question, but I didn't realize as a kid he was probably in shock. And he was just kind of walking around just holding that can, you know, until, of course, he came out of it. And you can't tell that a family member's in shock. And I'm not talking physical shock where they're, you know, in ICU. You know, I'm talking about, you know, shock. And when somebody starts to kind of, you know, say some weird things, right? Just remember, they could be in shock, and that may not be the best person to give orders. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DELLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dry guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Attention, ladies. If you took Yaz, Yasmin, or Osella and suffered injury, you may be entitled to cash compensation. Have you or a loved one suffered a blood clot, deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, heart attack, stroke, or death? For lawyer referral, call 855-929-2667. 855-929-2667. Again, if you took Yaz, Yasmin, or Osella and suffered injury, you may be entitled to cash compensation. Call 855-929-2667 for lawyer referral. lawyer referral, 855-929-2667. Again, for lawyer referral, call 855-929-2667, 855-929-2667. This lawyer referral service is brought to you by Focus Resources and does not give out legal advice. Message provided for informational purposes only and is intended but not guaranteed to be complete and should in no way be taken as an indication of future results. Information offered only for general and educational purposes. You should not act on or rely on any information contained in this ad without first seeking the advice of an attorney.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. Also, plan your summer trip today by going to the Dr. Dahlia Show, checking out the Dr. Dahlia website. Check out the Dr. Dahlia cruise. We're going to Alaska next June. It is going to be an awesome trip. We're going to probably come up with a commercial, give you guys a lot more details. The rooms are booking up fast, so please go to our website, check that out. Definitely want you planning your summer trip early before cabins book up. By the way, I had a great time at the Truck Driver Social Media Convention that was in Kansas City this weekend. It was phenomenal, and you guys rock. There was also the Deaf Truck Drivers United group there. Wonderful group of guys. I kind of felt bad for the sign language interpreter, because every time I speak, You know, I'm discussing suppositories and Kegel exercises and erectile dysfunction, and I don't know how she signs for those. But there was actually two people, a male and a female signer, and of course I speak quickly, so they really had to sign fast. Oh boy, what a challenge. But God bless them. They did a great job. And the truck drivers, I mean, all of you guys, I couldn't imagine what many of you go through. I mean, no air conditioning in the cab. Some of these, you know, 14-hour shifts where you can't really get a square meal. I mean, when you have to take a break, you know, if there's no place where you could get a really good square meal and, you know, do what you need to on that break, you're kind of up a creek. I had no idea what you guys went through. And God bless you for doing it. Big shout out to you guys out there that run the roads like you do. And also the female truck driver groups out there. I apologize for, you know, flashing any of you. You know, I usually like to say hi to the truckers as I drive by them, honk, flash, whatever, you know, to say hi. But some of you ladies don't need that. So I apologize. But rock on. I'll come up with a new sign showing my support. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So flu shot can cut heart attack risk by 50%? That's incredible. A study looked at about 3,300 patients going back to the 1960s. Cardiologist Jacob Udell and his team looked back and found that the flu shot reduced the risk of heart attack by 50% and cardiac deaths by 40%. So they looked at those who got flu vaccine, and they found that less of them died and less of them had heart disease. Now, why? Is it something in the flu shot? Is it just not getting the flu? I mean, that's my thing. You know, not getting the flu, less stress. That would be my guess. So another reason to get the flu shot. I think that's great. You know, I've spent a significant amount of time in the previous hour, which, by the way, if you ever miss any of the hours of the Dr. Dahlia Show, definitely go to my website. It connects you to the podcast, and you can listen to the hours. You could fast forward pretty easily, depending on your media player. It's hard to tell which hour. What I would do also is if you want to know which hour you get of the Dr. Dahlia Show, just email our website and tell us where you listen, what station you listen. We could pretty much figure out which hour. This way we could tell you which hours you're missing and what to look up. But what we discussed in the previous hour is, especially during travel time and holiday season, even though it's our favorite time, death rates are up. Death rates are up because of the stress of the cold. You know, the cold stress, the stress of shoveling, stress of snowstorms. I mean, Hurricane Sandy, who knew this would happen this late in the game? But it does. The stress of, obviously, hurricanes, and apparently this storm is bringing snow to much of the northern United States. Traveling, just the stress of traveling and having flights delayed. Hurricane Sandy had stopped thousands upon thousands of flights, and, of course, it affected flights out in the West. Right? Because if the plane wasn't coming from New York because it was grounded, then that plane that you were going to take to Seattle, you might not be able to take. So the stress of delayed flights, and that also happens, you know, you have a delay Thanksgiving week, you know, and then you're an hour or two delayed because something is happening, you know, another part of the country. Also, people forget their medications. We don't want you to forget your medications. And many of us on travel do, or you lose your medications. The problem is most travel weeks, doctors and doctor's offices are on skeleton crew. So you may call going, I don't have my medicine, and that doesn't mean you're going to get it. So I always urge my patients to have a couple bottles. Don't makeshift your own bottles because you're not going to recognize the pills if you stick it in a little Tic Tac dispenser. But I have no problem writing an extra prescription for people as long as it's not a controlled substance. So you have your heart medication, your blood pressure medicine, your cholesterol medication, your diabetes medication, etc. And then pack in two separate areas. Usually take your medicine with you on the plane. Make sure it's in your purse or carry-on. All right, I hate it when people leave it in their luggage and then it gets stowed. But usually, if there is an issue with insulin needles, there are notes that can be written, and there are ways to get your diabetic medication with you on the plane. So, you know, usually holiday season time, definitely more stressful. Definitely more stress on the heart. So it makes sense. Those who got the flu shot and can avoid the flu probably have a better chance of surviving cardiac issues. But do I think the flu shot directly prevents heart disease? No, I don't. I just think indirectly makes total sense. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is kind of interesting. You know, with Halloween coming up. Ooh, spooky. Love Halloween. They say if you watch a scary movie, you could burn off the same number of calories as a 30-minute walk. Scientists from the University of Westminster claim watching a scary film gets your heart soaring, gets your epinephrine up, and you could burn as many calories as a 30-minute walk. All right? But the movie's got to be scary. So films that they say where they saw fat or calories burned, they say The Shining. They tested people. They tested 10 people. The Shining, you burned 184 calories. This is a study. Jaws, you burned 161 calories. The Exorcist, 158 calories. Alien, 152 calories. Saw, 133 calories. I could not get through Saw. A Nightmare on Elm Street, 118 calories. Paranormal Activity, 111. The Blair Witch Project, 105. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, 107. This one I've never heard of. It's in brackets, rec, like record, 101. I don't know if you guys know anything about that. So you burn calories because you're screaming, you're jumping, you're hugging up, you're just, So I guess, that adrenaline boost. I wouldn't, though, suggest just sitting there watching scary movies. To burn calories, I think a workout's still important. With your kids and these contact lenses, or those of you that put these zombie-like contact lenses, be careful. They scratch up the cornea. These things aren't sterile contact lenses. These things that you get from the Halloween store, all right, just washing them off with tap water doesn't mean you're going to protect your eye from a very bad infection that could cause you to go blind. Be very, very careful with using these contact lenses. Dentists also suggested that if the kids are going to eat candy, then rather they eat chocolate than the sticky dots-type candy that gets stuck in the teeth. They'd say chocolate at least melts and dissolves and may not stick and get stuck in the crevices like the hard, sticky candy. This comes as an issue in our family because usually I rip the chocolate out of the kids' bags and eat it myself and give the kids the dots and the chop breakers. Let them deal with the candy corn. I like the chocolate. But dentists say if you're going to be eating the candy, that's what you need to do. Huge E. coli outbreak with a pumpkin patch. I guess Southwest Washington health officials are investigating a confirmed case and another case of E. coli-related illness in children who visited a pumpkin patch and petting zoo. Two children became ill. I guess it's not a huge one, but it's a significant one. Visiting the Willow Grove Gardens pumpkin patch and petting zoo. One child hospitalized for several days is recovering. Remember, farm animals can carry E. coli. I see these pumpkin patches. They have lots of fun stuff for the kids. They got petting zoos. Remember, these animals, they aren't the cleanest. They lick themselves like my cats. They lick their butts. Then they lick their paw, they clean their head, and then you come up to the kitty cat's face and you go, kissy, kissy, kissy. Now you got their poo-poo bacteria on your mouth. Pretty disgusting stuff. By the way, I still don't get this whole Halloween thing. You know, I mean, honestly, you tell your kids to, you know, threaten a neighbor to give you candy, right? And if they don't give you candy, you know, you're going to threaten some sort of damage to their house, right? Going to strangers asking for candy. I've never understood Halloween. It's fun. But kids get to violate every rule we've ever given them all year long, don't they? All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be back for another hour. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.